Praise the Lord. There is no circumstance beyond God's ability. In the name of Jesus. No circumstance. There is nothing he cannot overturn. There is no disease he cannot heal. There is no job he cannot get you. There is no country you cannot travel to. I was going to say there's no spouse you cannot get, but that is not biblical, is it? Eh? So what do I say? There is someone for you, eh? Because some people would have shouted amen and that would have been dangerous. Praise the living God. He's a God that bestows on us a spirit of excellence, a spirit of power, might, a spirit of wisdom, understanding. He bestows them on us and brings us into himself until we are fully formed into the image of his Son. Praise the living God. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that he cannot bring you out of. You see, scripture says, oh, by the way, I think, don't mind me, I'm picking the atmosphere. Continue, I love that. Now, listen carefully. Whenever someone finds themselves in a predicament, whenever you find yourself in a predicament, let's work on this. There are various ways that you can be able to get out of the predicament. Praise the living God. There are various ways that God delivers men out of their predicament. Whether it's financial, health, being single is not a problem, is it? Is it? It is not a problem. It is. Depending on which stage in life you are, being single is not so much of a problem. Now, there are ways that God delivers. And in the Bible, there are various, but I want to stipulate a number briefly. According to scripture, whenever deliverance of any kind is needed, any kind, one way deliverance can take place is through prayer. Okay? So a person can pray, and as they enter deeper into degrees and intensities of prayer, somewhere inside there, they enter something that unlocks them and sets them free from their captivity. All right? So prayer is one way in which God delivers. The second way is prayer and fasting. And the amens. I haven't told you to fast. I've said the second way is prayer and fasting. Because you know, as in scripture, Jesus was specific. He said, this kind cannot go except by prayer and fasting. There is a category of things, not just demons. By the way, we shall touch that someday. But there's a category of things that need the protocol of fasting to be added to prayer to move a thing. Are you with me? Another category in which God can deliver someone from the realm of captivity is by a prophet. The Bible says, by a prophet, God did what? He delivered the Israelites out of Egypt. So there can be a deliverance, not just by a prophet, but by the prophetic. You with me? Another way that God can deliver you out of your situation is by knowledge. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 9. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. That's not the part I want. But through knowledge shall the just be delivered. There is a deliverance that takes place by knowledge. Praise the living God. Now, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Now, this is not talking about a woman, Though it can. Another version says, education is life. Education is life, or instruction is life. What that means, and listen to me carefully, there's an education that you get in the path of your life that is natural education. I haven't even gone into school yet. I'm not talking about school. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 12, verse 12, that there is a wisdom that comes as a result of age. You with me? So, by virtue of the fact that you've lived life on earth, you've made enough mistakes to learn. So there's a wisdom that comes with age. It's scripture. With the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days understanding. Okay? So there's a wisdom that comes as a result of age. And there's an education you get because you've gone through a number of things in life. But there's a spiritual education that takes place as well. As the Lord begins to unlock for you, he takes you from one phase to another to expel spiritual ignorance. Because I want you to understand, a person can be possessed with a demon. A person can be in poverty. A person could have lost someone. But one of the worst forms of bondage is ignorance. Because you will talk. And speak. But lack understanding. It is very possible for a person to gain knowledge but lack understanding. Praise the Lord. You with me? So, the Lord, as you walk this path, will allow natural things to educate you, but also, along your path, ensure that you have spiritual, I'll call them quote-unquote encounters, because encounters are of different kinds, to give you a certain degree of spiritual understanding so that you can expel ignorance. The worst kind of which is spiritual ignorance. There are men that I've met who never went to school and in the natural are unlearned. But when you take them to spiritual things, they are well educated. Praise the Lord. And so God begins to take you through heights in the spirit and to take you from one level to another and to show you that along your path, every phase of your life, there are phases of understanding. One always much higher than the other. And with each phase of life, he awakens a degree of purpose. Now, I want you to hear what is happening, what I'm saying here. That when purpose is awakened, it attracts demonic activity. And at every stage of awakening of purpose, the demons and their rank begin to increase. Praise the living God. Eh? All right? Now, you know there were days that I had a friend of mine who had a dream. And when she had this dream, she had a dream, and in this dream, her husband works at home in the garage. And, she was sleeping, and in the dream, the Lord came, and in the dream, she saw a snake inside the garage. Okay? Now, the Lord came and literally opened her eyes in the dream and showed her snake in the garage. So she wakes up. Now she wakes up certain that there's a snake in the garage. So she runs straight to the garage. You know, it didn't have much in it. Eh? So there's no snake. Day one, day two, day three. And so she knew, because it was a burden that was within her, she began to pray that the Lord delivers her husband, because he works from the garage, eh? Protects her husband from the snake that would be in the garage. So she prays day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. On one particular day, about a few weeks later, the husband is not around, and her son is in the garage, and a cobra shows up. And somehow, he hadn't seen it, but when he turned, something, I don't know what it was, fell and hit the snake on the head. Now, it's a long story, I've really summarized it. Eh? And so she came to me and was explaining this to me, and I told her that what just happened to her was because of the mercy and grace of God. Because even though he had shown her in a dream that there was going to be a snake in the garage, she presumed that preservation should be for her husband. Are you getting me? And so the prayer had knowledge but was ignorant of understanding. You're getting what I'm saying? Many of us do that. And so, because she did not have understanding, at the level that she's at, many of us, we do that. The Lord comes in and puts a hedge, even in our ignorance. Okay? You can have a dream, because dreams are like prophecies, especially spiritual ones. When you have a dream can have a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, and it can have prophecy. You with me? It takes a lot for God to begin to teach a person how to capture understanding in the scopes and the encounters that they have. Because you can have a lot of information but lack understanding. There are a lot of things we do as Christians without understanding. Many of us praise without understanding. We even worship without understanding. We sow without understanding. You know, we even receive prophecy without understanding. You see, you see, I learned, you know, I had to learn these things as the Lord has been growing me and as he's growing you. Eh? I had to learn that when the Lord, when you have an encounter, one of the ways in which God bestows understanding on you is encounters that come in different forms. If a man of God comes and picks you out, like for me, 2017,
A prophet picks me out and says, receive glory. I had a friend of mine, the same prophet picked him up and said, you are rising. Day one, the next day, man, rising zero, second day zero, third day, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. And so he came to me and he was saying, man, this prophet told me that indeed I am rising. And you need to understand, as I explain this, because I can tell you you're rising and you've got a vital piece of information. But what causes frustration is when time flies by, the frustration is caused because you don't understand. You still have the knowledge. They told me I will rise. When an angel, there's a day an angel appeared to me in a dream and said, increase on your ministry. I woke up, this was 2016. I woke up, it took a while. Because what you need to understand is that, especially the prophetic and encounters that you have, they happen from the realm of eternity. You understand? We traffic in the realm of time. And so, when that prophet picked me out and said, receive glory, or when he picked this guy out and said, you are rising, that is not a moment statement. It can encompass your entire life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Eh? Your entire life. And so, listen, in a dream, you can have an encounter for 2 minutes. Let me make it less. 5 seconds. And in the mind of that angel in eternity, those 5 seconds can encompass your entire life. The understanding of that removes panic.